I praise God to be able to stand here and share what he has given me for you guys today and for myself. But yeah, he's been speaking the whole message throughout all service. So if you're listening, you will catch it. But how we sung Sweeter Honeycomb, and everybody was like, God is so good. And then y'all just kept praising and worshiping him and praising and worshiping him and saying, thank you, Lord, for being so good. Thank you, Lord, for getting us through. Thank you. Y'all just started praising him because he's good. He is encouraging us today because he is good. Don't get weary in doing good. Which, crazy. Thank you, Jesus. That is the title, I guess. I didn't have one. But because he is good, let's not get weary in doing good. I'm going to pray again. It's never too much prayer. I love talking to God. Thank you, Lord, for being able to be here today, God. Thank you for your grace, God. Thank you for your favor, God. Thank you for choosing us to be your ministers, your people. Speak through me, God. Don't let me speak. You do it, Lord. And I just give everything to you. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, so we're going to be coming from Galatians chapter 6, verses 1 through 10. Up there. Okay. And we can read from the up here. It says, brothers and sisters, if someone is caught in a sin, you who live by the Spirit should restore that person gently. But watch yourselves, or you also may be tempted. Carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. If anyone thinks they are something when they are not, they deceive themselves. Each one should test their own actions. Then they can take pride in themselves alone without comparing themselves to someone else. For each one should carry their own load. Nevertheless, the one who receives instruction in the word should share all good things with their instructor. Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. Whoever sows to please their flesh, from the flesh will reap destruction. Whoever sows to please the Spirit, from the Spirit will reap eternal life. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Therefore, as we have opportunity, therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers. So, main verse that everybody always go to is, what is it? Number 9. Can you go back, RJ, for me, please? Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. I think when we think about this verse, this particular verse, it always comes up when we're what? When we're tired or when we're struggling. So this tells me that it's hard to do good. Jesus is good and he's always good, and that's who he is. He's going to be good no matter what. He is just good. So everything he does is good. So because we belong to him, we are to do good too. But because we got this flesh, ourselves, we have a struggle, which in Galatians 5, if you go back a chapter, Paul tells you that you have that war between the flesh and the spirit. And whichever one you're pouring into is the one that's going to overtake every time. It's not saying God isn't powerful. It's saying our faith in us, we're not pouring into it. We're not growing in our faith. It's not that God's spirit is not powerful. The spirit wins all the time. But Jesus even said to his disciples, pray so that you won't be tempted. He said to keep praying. When Jesus went to go pray in Gethsemane, the Garden of Gethsemane, he was praying and he told his disciples to pray and they kept falling asleep. He was like, yo, come on, y'all got to pray. You got to pray. He told them like 3 times. You got to pray so that you don't give in to temptation. to do good is a hard thing, but in faith, it's not hard. So that's where God has encouraged us today. Let's not become weary in doing good. And we, how do we not become weary in doing good? It's by faith. So God's the ultimate example of how he is good to us. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. So you do good. How you can do good is by doing good out of love. How do we grow in love? John 13:35 says, I'm going to turn there. So now I am giving you, this is Jesus talking to his disciples. So now I am giving you a new commandment. Love each other just as I have loved you. You should love each other. Your love for one another will prove to the world that you are my disciples. So the thing about not getting tired, when we get tired of doing good, we're focused on ourselves. So God used, I just got the job at John 3. This is like 4 months that I've been at John 3:16 now. And I am with kids. So this is summer camp right now. So we use every opportunity we can to share Jesus in some kind of way. Like whether that's one-on-one with kids, whether that's the whole group and we're doing Bible studies or doing lessons, or even like in, when they get in trouble and they got to come see me in the office and I got to sit down and talk with them. It's an opportunity to share Jesus. Sometimes when you see these kids, this is coming up next Monday. It's going to be 8 weeks because we got 8 weeks of summer camp. We've had 8 weeks of doing good. All right. 8 weeks of doing good. And how do we do good? By love. So we've been loving these kids for 8 weeks. It can get tiring because it's the same people, the same kids that's getting in trouble for the same things for 8 weeks. We're like, bro, week one, I done told you this. Like, why are you saying this to this girl? Why are you being mean? Why are you doing this? Why are you disrespecting your teachers? Like, and it's like a thing. But God was like, hey, hey, hey. What does verse 4 say? Is it verse 4? No, 1. Go back to 1. Go back to the beginning. Brothers and sisters, if someone is caught in a sin, you who live by the Spirit should restore that person gently. But watch yourselves, or you also may be tempted. When are you tempted? All the time. How do you overcome temptation? Prayer. Talking to God. Why do I talk to God? Because he loves me and I love him. So if I'm talking to him and he's loving on me, it's going to be easy to love on kids when they ain't listening. And I could gently say, hey, let's think of how we could handle this situation. Why did you say this to this girl? And I could gently walk through the situation with them and I could show them, do you love Jesus? Does Jesus love you? So if he loves you, how should we be? We should be loving everybody else, loving each other. So I can't get on to them. God was showing me, you can't be being mad at these kids when you don't be listening to me either sometimes. You be being mean to grandma sometimes. So it's like you can't try to tell them how to do something. And when the opportunity comes for you to do the right thing and be good, and you choose to let temptation, your flesh, respond versus the spirit, how can you do that? How can we do that? But it's because we are made of flesh. And because God is gracious to us and he loves us, and his love is a love that we can't even understand, because he loved us in our rebellion, in our sin, and he still died for us. So when we look at Jesus's life, it should be easy to do good, but the only way I can do good is in love, and the only way I can love God is really believe him. So it's in faith. It's the only way. So we do good, we can do good out of love, in faith. Verses 4-6 says, let me go back. Wait, so 1, praying for each other and doing good out of love. That's what I had. 2 Corinthians 1:11 says this. And you are helping us by praying for us. Then many people will give thanks because God has graciously answered so many prayers for our safety. So Paul is like writing to church in Corinthians, and he's saying, like, thanking them for praying for them because they've been struggling where they're at, where they're ministering. They've been going through stuff. They've been having persecutions. They've been having all these hardships. And they can tell that people have been praying for them. So when we pray for each other, it's going to be easy to do good out of love to each other because we're praying for each other. So that's one, the first one that God like showed me. He's like, hey, we got to constantly pray. At John 3:16, we got to constantly pray for each other, the co-workers, the kids, so that when opportunities come up, we can respond out of love. And the good things that are being done will glorify God, not ourselves. Number 2, how can we do good in this life, in this flesh? Depending on God's grace, not our own human wisdom. So I'm going to read 2 Corinthians again, verses 12. 1 verses 12. It says, we can say with confidence and clear conscience that we have lived with a God-given holiness and sincerity in all our dealings. We have depended on God's grace, not our own human wisdom. That is how we have conducted ourselves before the world and especially toward you, which is sharing the gospel, doing good things, showing the love of Jesus. We're able to do that because we don't depend on ourselves. We depend on God's grace and in faith, his grace in faith. So I can read this Bible all day and I can know what it say and I can try to do it on my own. Well, it's not going to work because we flesh, our flesh is pretty strong, y'all, because we are a fleshly people. And so we like things for ourselves. We're selfish most times. Without Jesus, we are selfish. We are selfish people. Everything we do is about ourselves. I'm going to buy this car because I like it. I want to live here in this neighborhood because I want my kids to go into this certain school. It's never the first thing of, I want this car because God told me to get it. I want to put my kids in this school because God told me to put my kids in this school. No, it's like we automatically think, oh, I got to go to this way because I want it to be this way. Versus quickly going to God and asking God what he wants, because he is the creator of our lives. He planned out our lives. He got the plan for us. No matter what happens, that plan is going to come to fruition. Is that the word? That's the word, fruition. Look, listening all the time. Come on, words. But yeah, the plan will happen. It'll be completed because God made the plan. Whatever he says, it's going to be. Whatever he said, yes and amen. He's been saying it. So for us, our thing is to make sure that we depending on God for every single thing. The only way we can live out how he wants us to live out this life for him is by listening to him, depending on him to help us to live it out. So not get weary by depending on God's grace and not our own human wisdom. So for me, as Jesus, I belong to Jesus, ask him into my heart. He's my savior. I believe him. I believe the Bible is the word of God. I believe what he says is true. So the only way I can live it out is by, if he says it's dependent on him, it gotta be dependent on him. Also, we are all a part of one body. So it comes back to the church, the believers. All of us. Jesus is the head. We all got one body. The only way to do good, we're going to read it. We're going to read back from the beginning. RJ, thank you. Brothers and sisters, if someone is caught in a sin, you who live by the Spirit should restore that person gently. But watch yourselves, or you also may be tempted. Carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. It says they will know you, they will know Jesus by our love. People will see Jesus by our love. They will know that we belong to him because we love, how we love people. So carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. If anyone thinks they are something when they are not, they deceive themselves. Each one should test their own actions. They can take pride in themselves alone. They could take pride in themselves alone without comparing themselves to someone else. For each one should carry their own load. I'm going to stop right here. So we are all a part of the church. We all are in the body of Christ. We carry each other. How we pray for each other. We pray for each other. We encourage each other. How we come here, we spur each other on. It's super cool. It's super good that we don't have to be in this walk by ourselves. That God put us together as his people because he knows this flesh is something else. But he loves us and he put his spirit within us. And then when his spirit in us connects all together, it is a powerful thing. It's effective if we are depending on God for everything we do. So when we're depending on God, that love is going to grow within us for each other, for everybody else. Even if we see our brothers and sisters stumbling, we're not going to be like, oh my gosh, I do it all the time, bro. I do it with the kids. I be like, and I do it with the parents sometimes. I'm like, bro, why y'all yelling at them kids like that? I had to get checked because I be yelling at them kids at work. But I had to get checked because I used to like always be like, people don't respect kids. But there is a wearing down that when you're pouring into kids that I haven't really grasped, and I grasped at this job, and I thank you, Jesus, but I grasped at this job because I'm not a parent, so I don't know. But I used to always be so mad at parents when they would be mean to kids, yelling at kids, talking, you know, don't say nothing. You don't got no opinion. Hush your face. You know, all that. It's like, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear no negotiation. I don't want to explain it. Do what I said, do. Who be saying that at the job? I'm like, bro, stop talking. Listen. I literally had, we had a thing, we had a moment, because it was like a lot of kids get angry up there a lot. And so I had to pull him to the side, and God was like, tell him about James, you know, be quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to get angry. It's funny. God got me. He got me. He said, be quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to get angry. He said, anger blinds us, so we can't respond the right way if we let anger blind us. So I had an example with the kids, and was like, guys, when, you know, when you're trying to write something and you can just draw a picture of a son and blah, blah, blah. So they drew a picture, and I said, now blind, put this blindfold on. Now draw this. And they pictures looked like, ain't nothing that I told you to draw. So even though you heard it, when you were blindfolded, you can't see what you're doing. You can't write it down. You can't draw the picture, even though you know how to draw the picture. It's a simple, draw a flower. They couldn't draw no flower blindfolded. That's how anger is with us. We can hear it, but we can't respond the right way outside of God. Not in anything, anger and sadness and anything that we're going, anxiety, if you let it overtake us and God's not, and we're not dependent on God and his peace and his grace and his mercy and his love, if we're not dependent on that and from him, we cannot respond the right way. So, well, I was talking to the kids and I was like, all right, and I kept saying, be quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to get angry. Every time I would say something, what would they do? I said, be quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to get angry. Okay, Miss Jocelyn. But Miss Jocelyn, let me tell you what. And I'm just like, be quick to listen. And I was like, gosh. I said, be quick to listen, slow to speak. And he was like, be quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to get angry, Jocelyn. Because they're trying to tell me stuff that they went through. And I'm like, bro, I'm trying to tell y'all the word. I'm trying to give y'all Jesus. I'm not trying to hear what y'all saying. Y'all just ain't trying to hear the word. But even though this is good, what I'm doing, I got to listen to them. Stop talking, Jocelyn. Let them talk. Be quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to get angry. I was getting angry in that room. I was like, bro, they in here having a good old time, and I'm mad trying to teach them the word. And it's because I was not listening. So in that moment, God used that to let me know, like, hey, you got to depend on me. You got to listen to me so that you can know what to do. This is good. I am good. You can give them me. But right now, you're giving them me in a you way, not God's way. So if we slow down and really depend on the Holy Spirit and lean in and listen, then everything that he has for us to say is going to come out, because he is good. Because he is good. Yes. So everything he does is good. It will not return void. When his word goes forth, it won't return void. If it's from us, it may. Because it's our words. In our ways. We can twist the scriptures in our own way and try to give it to somebody else. And it ain't gonna come back right. Because it's not God's way. So we could do good by praying for each other. We can do good by depending on God's grace and not our own human wisdom. Verses 7 through 9. I'm going to go ahead and finish reading verse 6. Nevertheless, the one who receives instruction in the word should share all good things with their instructor. We share everything, y'all. Just got to share everything together. That's how we grow. We hear different people. I talked to Pastor Forney. We hear different people, like, in the faith, what scriptures mean to them. Like, we can sit down and have a discussion and see how God is moving in everybody's lives and how God is speaking to everybody, because it's our own walk. So it says, verses 7 through 9 says, do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. Whoever sows to please their flesh from the flesh will reap destruction. Whoever sows to the Spirit from the Spirit will reap eternal life. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially those who belong to the family of believers. So we don't have to worry when we become weary how we can do good if we stand firm in our faith. So 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 24 says, but that does not mean we want to dominate you by telling you how to put your faith into practice. We want to work together with you so you will be full of joy, for it is by your own faith that you stand firm. We can listen to each other, how each other's walks in the faith are going, but I can't draw from Pastor Forney or Grandma or Miss Charlotte or Miss Manita or my sister Adrian. I can't draw, or Miss Diane. I can't draw from them and stand firm on what they believe. I got to stand firm on my own faith. God puts in us, each one of us, gifts. And he gives us the faith for those gifts so we can grow those gifts. And that gift that he gives us, it all works together. It's for his glory. We all come together with certain gifts, and it works for his glory. Every gift he gives us is for him. But my own particular gifts, I have to pour into that. I can't pour into a gift that God didn't give me. So I can't, Miss Diane, I give her because she's such a powerful, powerful prayer warrior, and she's a powerful like speaker, like minister of the word. And she's speaking in a way that I'd be like, come on. I want to be like that. Like, come on. But I can't try to pour my faith. And my faith, it's mean like complete trust in something, an ability, or someone. Our faith is supposed to be complete faith in Jesus. And so when we are putting our faith into something, it's because Jesus told us to. So whatever he told us to do, it's like, if he told me to do it this way, all right, Jesus, you said this way, I'm doing it this way completely. How he says it, don't change it. How he says to do it is what I'm doing. And so if he gives me a gift, Jesus, how you want me to do this? Complete faith, complete trust in Jesus to help me in this gift. Because I can't do the gift on my own. He gave me the gift. I don't know how to operate the gift. He's operating the gift. The gift is of the Spirit. We can't operate the gift in our flesh out of ourselves, because ourselves are flesh. The Spirit has to be from God. So he is the one that operates all of the gifts in us. How do we operate it? In faith. Faith is by hearing the word of God. How do we get faith? The word of God. Hearing the word of God. So as long as I am with God in the word, with him, listen to the Holy Spirit, I'm going to always be operating in the Spirit. There is no doubt. I don't have to doubt it. We can do that. But we have to immerse, which is cool how Pastor Forney said. We got to be immersed. He said, hey, I told you God was preaching the whole time. I was like, bro, he took that word. He said the word. I was like, thank you, Lord. That's right. I love languages. So I will immerse myself in a language so that I can learn it, so that I can become fluent, so that I can make connections, so that I can actually have a real conversation and not just saying little words that I know, phrases that I know that don't make sense in certain contexts. I can't say, they tell me like, how old are you? I can't say, how you doing? That don't make sense. It might be in the language, but it's not the right time. That's not the right, you don't say that at the right place. That's not the right answer right there. If you're not immersed in the word, that's what's going to happen. You're going to think you in the Spirit, and it's going to come out something else. And they're going to be like, what is she talking about? What is happening? Like, I asked for prayer about this. Like, what's happening right here? Because you're not immersed. You only know certain things. If we are immersed in the word, then we don't have to doubt that God is going to come out and say what he needs to say. When I immerse myself in Korean language, I don't have to be scared to talk to somebody, because I'm like, ooh, I don't even know if I'm ready for this conversation yet. I don't have to be scared, because I'm immersed in language. I studied to show myself approved in that language. But here in the Bible is what he wants us to do, especially now, because the world is crazy. The world is scary. The world will wear you down, and we get tired of doing good, but God is still good. So if he's still good, we got to keep doing good. We got to keep sharing good. We got to keep sharing Jesus. Keep speaking Jesus. But he's gracious. He's full of grace. He said he's patient. So he's patient. He's not coming back until everybody here, because he don't want nobody to perish. So he's giving us time, because he is patient and long-suffering God, which I am grateful for. Because even now, like, it's like, Lord, what? I ain't been up to speak in a minute, you know. I've been in your word, but I don't know. Like, and he's like, yo, like, I got you. He's gracious. I will help you. I will give you the words. And I'll make it connect. So I didn't have to do nothing. I had to study, y'all. I had to study. I ain't gonna say I had to do nothing. I had to do my part in participate. And I had to immerse myself. Constantly have to immerse yourself. So yes. But I'm so super, super grateful for God's grace and that He is a faithful God, that we don't have to do this walk on our own. He said, I'm gonna read it because it's cool. Says, what I learned and am still learning in this walk of faith is that God gave us community for a reason. Nobody can do anything on their own. We need each other to encourage, to celebrate with, to cry happy and sad tears with, to say, hey, you know you ain't supposed to be doing that, to hold each other accountable, to just check on each other and love on each other, and to let each other know we not in this by ourselves. Not only does He give us each other, He gives us Him. So we never alone in this faith. Like, it's His faith. And He's in us. So we can live out the faith. We always say, at New Joy, I want y'all to say it and see if y'all know. We are blessed in... There it is. There it is. Blessed, highly favored, chosen by God, empowered by His Spirit to be conformed to the image of His Son. So we reflect Jesus, or we reflect what we constantly looking at, what we constantly immersed in. I can reflect Jesus, or I can reflect the Korean culture. It's not bad to learn other things, but to reflect Jesus is number one. That's who we are reflecting. I want to say, like, He told me about Joseph and the prodigal son, and how Joseph, we see Joseph reflect Jesus, not getting weary and doing good. When you think about Joseph's life, how he got sold off by his brothers. It's in Genesis 35 through the end. It's Joseph. And so Joseph, you can look at him and you will see God when you see Joseph. You will see Jesus. You will see love because his brother sold him. And even in slavery, it did not change who God created him to be. He was still good. He was good at what he did. He did it to the best of his ability. He didn't tear down the people that was over him, his slave masters. He treated them right. He did good because he know a good God. He knows a good God. He knows whose he is. So Joseph in slavery, because God was with him, he got brought up like this. Every time. Then after Potiphar's wife accused him and he went back, he went to prison, he went like this. God was still with him and he succeeded in everything he did because God was with him. And he treated the other people, the other prisoners in there with care. Like when the bread maker and the cupbearer, they was like looking worried one morning or something. And he was like, yo, what's going on? Like just to look at somebody when you're down and you can see somebody else. If you're not within yourself, you can see them and you can be like, hey, how you doing? What are you okay? What's going on? You know? And so that's how we are to be like that. And in due time, we're going to go like this. Especially when Jesus come back, we're going to be like this. We may be like this until he come back, but we still do good even though we're down. And the prodigal son, which God checked me, is the second son. That second son was with the daddy all the time, working, serving, doing what he do, being a good son. But how did he respond when his brother came back? That boy was mad, y'all. He said, this boy done went out here, Daddy, this boy done went out here and spent all his money. He was out here with these women. He's out here just doing all, living life how he wants to live, and then you gonna brace him back. What about me? I've been working here. I've been doing all this. What did he say? What about me? What about me? It's this flesh. I can't stand it. Because I be warring with it myself. I don't like it. But I was there. I be there sometimes. I be like, Lord, you, I'm living for you, Lord. I'm doing the right thing, Lord. And you done gave this one a husband. And I ain't got no husband. That one is out there doing whatever she want to do. She ain't living for you. Or she say she is, but she's his. Just like the prodigal son was the daddy's son, I should be happy that she got blessed with a great godly man that can show her the love of Jesus, that can lead her to Jesus. I should be happy for her. I shouldn't be looking like, that don't make no sense. That was dumb. I always say, that's dumb. But God is like, I got you with me. I got everything you need. You already got everything. Why are you mad? Why do we feel like when we're down here, we can't do good? And God is like, you with me. You got everything. Why can't you do good? You got me. You got everything. So the only way that we can have that mindset is to be immersed in God, to be happy to be with him by ourselves, to be happy that we even with him. And it goes back to show his love for us. When we think about the goodness of God, we always go back to Jesus in Calvary, how he died for us when we wasn't even living for him. We didn't care about him. We cared about ourselves. Even now, he did it for us back then. It still applies now, what he did. It's for everybody. So let's not get discouraged. Let's not get weary in doing good. Let's keep doing good. Let's keep seeking God. Keep our face on the ones who is good, Jesus. Because he died for us, he rose again, he's coming back for us. And so we do have a work to do. Got a work to do. We can't do it if we're in ourselves. We can't do it if we're worried about our circumstances, our situations. He says bring it to him because he cares for us. Cast all your cares on him for he cares for you. Bring it to him. But trust in that moment and have that faith to know that he carries us through it. We go through it, but we ain't by ourselves. He's right there with us, going through the moment, through that moment with us. So, yes, I just wanted to say that. Stay focused on Jesus, even in the weary and lonely days, and reflect the King of glory in every opportunity so that we can bring him glory and praise.